bourbon, and beyond. A celebration of the spirit and soul of Kentucky. September 23rd and 24th in Louisville. The world's top bourbons, paired with celebrity chefs, Louisville's top restaurants, and iconic musicians. Featuring the voice behind Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks. Just like the wine we know. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Eddie Vedder. The Steve Miller Band. Also featuring Joe Bonamassa, Band of Horses, Gary Clark Jr., Amos Lee, Buddy Guy, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Paul Rogers. Celebrity chef appearances from Tom Colicchio. Over 20 of Louisville's top restaurants, curated by Chef Edward Lee. For the full list of artists, chefs, food, bourbons, and tickets, head to bourbonandbeyond.com. For our love of bourbon, for our love of Kentucky, Bourbon and Beyond. Get your tickets on sale now.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we are talking the Bourbon and Beyond Music Festival. This is a new festival taking place in Louisville, Kentucky, and we're speaking with Clay Bush. Clay Bush is on the marketing team for the festival. He's heading up the festival. This is the inaugural year. And it's a one-of-a-kind festival. We're super excited to have Clay on the show. Clay, how's it going?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Walter.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So this is a genius idea. I mean, the festival, it takes place, you know, beginning of fall here. It's in Louisville, so, you know, it's the home of great bourbon and just good people and good food. Tell me, how did this, I guess, this brainchild come to fruition? What led to its inception?
Well, it's funny. If you know anything about Danny Wimmer Presents, we've kind of led the charge for all things rock and roll and hard rock culture in the U.S. for about 11 years now when we launched Rock on the Range 11 years ago. And as this company's grown, we've tried to grow our experience. And it's funny because as we've tried to grow our experience, we try to grow brands and lifestyle, and whiskey and bourbon is such a big lifestyle of rock and roll. I think if you look at iconic photos of Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin and some other bands, you know, whiskeys and bottles in their hand or they're drinking something, and it's always whiskey or bourbon. And so rock and roll and whiskey have always gone hand in hand. So four plus years ago, when we originally went to Kentucky, in Louisville specific, we actually didn't go there to start a festival. We actually went there to start our own whiskey, because we were having trouble bringing a whiskey partner in, and it was such a big spirit at our company and on site with our fans. The Jack and Cokes were just flying off the shelf, and if we couldn't get Jack Daniel's to come as a whiskey sponsor or a partner, why don't we just make our own juice? That's kind of why we went to Kentucky for the first time. And the more time we spent there, and the more people we met, and meeting Mayor Fisher and Mike Maloney and Marty Storch from the city, and all these incredible chefs and food culture, and literally was a no-brainer to say, hey, you know, this is an incredible place to have a very special one-of-a-kind rock and roll experience, and you can only do Louder Than Life in Louisville. Well, Louder Than Life is going into its fourth year this year, and within that time, we've gotten really close with the city and the community there, and there's always been talk about Louisville's official bourbon festival. When is that going to happen? And I know the city was trying and ambitious and couldn't fully circle the wagons properly to get it done right. And I don't know why, if it was, you know, if it was other events or whatnot, but Mayor Fisher gave Danny Wimmer the permission and approval to go ahead and try to make the Bourbon and Beyond Festival a reality. And we ran with it, and we took the risk, and we're building an incredible first kind, one of a kind experience that's hit in September in Louisville here, called Bourbon and Beyond. It's the first of its kind, the only event you can get. It's going to turn into the world's biggest global bourbon gathering. And then you just add Stevie Nicks, Eddie Vedder, and Steve Miller Band to it, and adds to a pretty killer, all killer, no filler experience. So, like I said, you can only do this in Kentucky. You can only do this in Louisville. And the whole reason we were there is we love bourbon, we love Louisville, and we love the culture there, and there's just no other place we'd rather be.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And it's so cool that you know, it was like you said, you were going down there to create your own bourbon, but then this happened, and it's awesome when you get like a group of people together that have like the same positive energy and that can just, you know, kind of like work with each other and create this beautiful, beautiful thing. I mean, it's just amazing. And it's a testament that when you get people on board that just love what they do and love working together.
We're a company. We always use the slogan, we put our money where our mouth is. And Danny will be the first one to tell you this started because of his passion for the area. This started because of his passion for the drink and the food culture there and the people more than anything. So, you know, we can't do this without the bourbon people. I think Loudoun Life needed to come first for us to get the trust of the bourbon community because, you know, Loudoun Life does have its own bourbon experience and we launched that festival with it. But over 3 years of, you know, seeing people understand how we work and how we want to portray the brand and how we treat bourbon category and how we value it. And now you have 1792 and Angel's Envy and Barrel Bourbon and Basil Hayden, Blade & Blow, Buffalo Trace, Bullet, Cooper's. You go to the list, Eagle Rare, Four Roses, Makers, you know, they're all at the party. And I think we had to earn their trust. And I think that's where Angel's Envy, I'll just call out, was really the first bourbon. And Wes Henderson was the first guy to return a call from Danny and me when we had this, hey, we're coming to town, we're doing the Loudoun Life Festival. And through our passion and our love for this community and the city and the spirit, this has grown into the Bourbon & Beyond Festival now.
Absolutely, absolutely. What was it like when you, because you've got a stellar lineup as well. You know, you've got Stevie Nicks, Eddie Vedder, Joe Bonamassa, Gary Clark Jr. You've got so much amazing talent all under one festival. You know, was it hard, I guess, lining everything up, like making sure that everything was, you know, that you were able to get so many talented musicians and artists?
You know, luckily I don't have to make those difficult decisions here at Danny Ware Presents. I only run the marketing and our partnerships. But you know, when Danny really targets, and you know, it starts with Danny Wimmer, who's the name, the leader, our creative force here, and he programmed the show with the bands you're seeing off of bands you would want to listen to while drinking bourbon. So that's really, if you look at the way it's spread out, yeah, you got Stevie Nicks, you know, Fleetwood Mac, you got Eddie Vedder for Pearl Jam, you got the Steve Miller Band, and you got a lot of relevant artists right now. But you also have a lot of flavor. Like, you know, not you can't just drink bourbon neat, right? You can have an old fashioned, you can add a couple bitters to it, you can mess around, experiment, and I think that's where you got, you know, ZZ Ward's going to be here. You got Kiefer Sutherland, you know, the actor, but you're not getting the actor, you're getting the musician on site. You got, you know, new artists like Dave Cavalier and Caitlin Smith, and you got Chris Robinson from and Brotherhood there. So, you know, it's just, there's all these unique flavors that are coming to kind of tell this experience, but it's downright a cool event in my eyes, the way I look at it, because where can you get all these names and these icons under one roof for a weekend? And then you add the bourbon, you add the food, and we haven't even gone to the celebrity chefs and all the programming, and the master distillers are going to be on site doing other things too.
Man, that actually leads to the next question. But for people, I mean, this is the inaugural year, so it's the first festival, first year of the festival. What can people expect? Because I know that the food's going to be stellar, the bourbon's going to be even better, and the music is going to be to die for. What can people expect? Because I bet it would be like sensory overload, so to speak.
Well, I can't name every single one because I think that's our own segment. We should be doing our own podcast talking about all the programming that's going on in Bourbon & Beyond because it's that incredible and elaborate. But what you're going to get at Bourbon & Beyond, what I would suggest first and foremost is go to Bourbon & Beyond bourbonandbeyond.com. And play around with the website. You know, we have our programming, our schedule. You can kind of see how the artists and as well as the chefs and the bar and the bourbon heads are going to kind of come together and interact together on the programming side. So, you know, you're going to have free and interactive hands-on workshops that are going to be led by bourbon masters. And then you're going to have a lot of programming that collabs with music, food, and beverage. So there's a lot to call out. We have 19 activations, and if people don't know what that means, those are unique experiences throughout the site where people can go in and interact with a particular brand. So we have the Brown-Forman Cooperage, for example, where they're going to go out there and give you an experience of what it's like in the barrel-making process and what Brown-Forman does with Woodford and Old Forester and Cooper's Craft. And then you can go over to the Big Easy Boil, where Southern Comfort's relaunching itself as a whiskey in Kentucky, where you can have, you know, the Crawfish King's going to be boiling. Anthony Lamas from Ceviche is a local chef there, will be there, you know, cooking up, that you can go by and eat on site as well. We have the Southern Soul Party. We have the Tiki Barrel Bar. We have all these little cool pop-up experiences too. So that's what I'm saying. Just go to our website and you can see all the programming. And then you have Bourbon Masters and celebrities, you know, showing up. So Julian P. Van Winkle is going to be there. Marion Barnes from Castle and Key is going to be there. Harlan Wheatley is going to be there from Buffalo Trace. Wes Henderson from Angels Envy, which I've already mentioned, will be there. Trey Zoller from Jefferson's is going to be there. I can go down the list, but there's everyone in the bourbon community from a lifestyle perspective is being represented, from the drink, from the food, to the chef, to the artist. And that's what makes this show so special.
Wow. Absolutely, it's definitely one of its kind festival, and it's the location of the festival is paramount too, because it's, you know, you're at the home of good bourbon, and so this is just like, it's awesome. It's like, what more could you ask for?
Hey, this is our favorite city. This is home. I mean, if you ever hear Danny talk, he doesn't do a lot of media, but if you hear Danny talk in general about the city with a group of friends or just a group of people in general. This is his home. It's his home away from home. LA is where we live, but I mean, we can't wait to get there. I mean, half the company's already in Kentucky getting set up for these next two festivals that we're doing there. But it's a city we call home. It's a city we pride ourselves on over delivering for, and we really try to put as many eyeballs and bring people there because it is such a special market. I talked to my buddies from New York. I talked to my buddies from Chicago, South Florida, LA, San Francisco, and Kentucky is becoming a special go-to destination, just like Napa. When you think of wine, you go to Napa. When you think of bourbon, you're going to go to Louisville, and that's our goal and our vision here. And the festivals are the key component to at least get people in the car or on a flight to Louisville.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. For somebody that's never been to Louisville, because I mean I've been a number of times for Louder Than Life, of course, which mm-hmm. is going to be the following week of this festival. And also for Forecastle, but for somebody that's never been to Louisville, what would you say is like one must-see thing that they should do?
Well, I mean, it's where the Derby is. You definitely have to drive by Churchill Downs. I think that's a pretty cool thing, especially if you've never been there and knowing the history of Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby. And that's the one. If there's one thing you're going to do, I would do that. If there's multiple things you would do. I would go on the Bourbon Trail. I'd go on the Bourbon Tours. I'd stop by the Evan Williams Experience and really check out what they're doing downtown. I would go to the Louisville Slugger Museum. I'd check out a Bats game. You know, there's lots of little cool things that you can do around the city there. And it's not just, you know, you don't have to just go to a bar and drink. There's a lot of cool interactive places. I love the Muhammad Ali Center. That's a really cool experience if you guys want to go over there and get more educated on what he, not just on him as a boxer, but him as a human being. So there's just a lot of culture, a lot of history there. And when we think of Louisville, it's almost like when Austin meets Nashville in the early years, right? So we see it as this booming, young, cool, progressive market that's the gateway of the South, and it's literally New Orleans meets Austin in our head.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. It's like its own little world. Like, and it's amazing because it's like, Louisville is also close to Nashville, and so you've got a lot of musicians that kind of bounce back and forth between the two, and so it's got, you know, it's great music, great food, great people. It's awesome.
See, I guess I'm a little different. When I go to Louisville, I get so excited. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to drive through the country and not see a cement forest. it's like I enjoy that drive. You know, to Frankfurt and to all getting out of town and going by all the distilleries and whatnot. Go to Buffalo Trace and Four Roses, and getting out of the city is cool too, because you feel like you're in a very special area. It does feel like this is where bourbon and whiskey is made, and that's kind of where it's such a cool, unique place to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. Clay, you yourself personally, what are you most looking forward to at this festival? What are the bourbon that you want to try the most and the food dishes that you want to try the most?
Oh, man. I mean, there's so much. I mean, the fact that Tom Colicchio is going to be on site, that's going to be really cool. Carla Hall is going to be there too, and I know that she has a pretty cool food experience that She's doing Chicks and Champs, which is a fried chicken, and it's more of a brunch scenario, but it's early in the day. But that's one I'm really excited about. I guess from a musical perspective, Eddie Vedder and the Steve Miller Band I'm really excited for. I mean, Steve Miller Band was a very important band for me as a kid, listening to that Greatest Hits record and really getting familiar with the Joker and Jungle Love, which is probably my favorite Steve Miller Band song. So I think from a musical perspective, those are the two I'm most excited about. I'm excited about Tom and Carla on the food side. And honestly, all these parties that we're doing between Southern Soul and the Big Easy Boil and Tiki Barrel Bar. And there's one that I didn't mention. It's called Love and Fire. And it's a big activation, but it's open fire cooking. So you're going to have flames and meat hanging off of hooks and metal frames. And it's going to be really cool. So the Love and Fire activation, which is part of Larceny Bourbon, is one of their activation outside the bourbon tent. That's going to be a really cool one, too.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. Wow, this is awesome. This is awesome. And it's coming up. It's so quick. It's next weekend, the 23rd and 24th, or excuse me, the 24th and 25th.
Yep. Yeah, and we can't wait. Like I said, I don't get in town until the 20th, but half our team's already there. We're already starting to build out. The big bourbon bar's going up. All the parties are starting to go up now. So earlier for us than ever, but this is also, like I said, 19 cool activations and experiences for people to experience when they get on site. It's a long day. The gates open early on, and we have 11 and 10 o'clock curfews. So we want to make sure that you're there for 10, 12 hours, and you're constantly entertained, you're constantly learning, you're constantly discovering. And my goal is you meet a new friend, or you find your future husband, wife, girlfriend, whatever it may be. You try a new food that you've never had before that you fall in love with, and you can't wait to go back to that restaurant next time you're in Kentucky. You try a new bourbon, or you become a bourbon fan because you're here just to experience it for the first time. All of a sudden, you found a love for it. No longer you're drinking vodka tonics. You're drinking a bourbon neat or an old fashioned. So that's our goal. And at the end of the day, when you leave Louisville, we expect you to come back, not for the festival, but for everything that I just outlined and the reason the festival exists in Louisville.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of which, Clay, this probably sounds like a silly question, but you guys are definitely going to be doing this again next year and for years to come, correct?
I think so. I mean, obviously, it's a debut festival. It's year one. We have a 10-year plan with that city. So Bourbon and Beyond expected to be back in 2018. Expect us to grow the experience. Expect us to learn a lot. It's a first-year event, so, and it's also the most ambitious activations we've ever built as a company, and all these great partnerships that we have with the bourbons and the food and with General Electric, and then go down a list of all these incredible people that are helping us put on the show. But it is a first-year event, so we're going to take a lot of notes, and we're going to learn a lot. So when Bourbon Beyond Year 2 comes, maybe there's something that the fans didn't really connect with. Well, we'll probably remove that, and we'll try something new. And if there's certain bands that the fans demand, we'll survey and ask them what they like, how they heard about the show. And then we'll really tailor this event to start growing into, like I said, the world global bourbon gathering that just happens to have A-plus musicians playing on it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love it. That when I saw the lineup and then being coupled with bourbon, I was like, man, this is something that, like, everybody's got to just take part in. It's just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, it's going to be so much fun. It's, like, it's much needed, and it's at the perfect time. You know, it's fall, so it's not gonna be too hot out, but it's not going to be too cold. It's perfect. Perfect time to just get out.
It's going to be perfect.
Absolutely.
Another cool thing is we're talking about all these artists that are playing the main stage. You know, within the Big Bourbon Bar, we have a stage inside there, which is from the bluegrass situation, and we have some of the top bluegrass regional bands coming from the Steel Wheels, the Mipso, the Town Mountain, Love Cannon, Newtown, the Tillers, and Riva Don Salon. So we're bringing some unique things outside of the traditional musicians that you'd expect at this type of event.
Absolutely. I guess I had overlooked that. Like, I didn't realize that, which is also a draw because, I know I appreciate bluegrass, and I know a lot of people just absolutely love bluegrass, and so this is really cool because you've got, of course, the well-known, international, national artists, and then you've got, like you said, regional bluegrass musicians. So this is really, really cool.
Yeah, we're beyond pumped. Less than 2 weeks now, so the countdown has begun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Will you guys, will there be, I guess, official Bourbon and Beyond merchandise that'll be for sale so that people can kind of commemorate and have, like, trinkets and memories of the festival?
Yeah, we'll have all those. I can't give you all our secrets yet, but, you know, we'll have some T-shirts, hoodies, hats, blankets. We'll have a lot of options. I don't know what Danny has 100% decided on what he wanted to bring in, but if you've ever been to a Danny Wimper Presents Festival, we have a lot of merchandise. It's all about the experience. It's about the fan experience, and we're here to over-deliver and create, like I said, a special weekend that you're going to look forward to next year, and we plan on everyone wanting to come back, and that's how we've always built these festivals, is we plan on you coming back, and we want you to come back, and we're going to do everything we can to make this worth every penny you spent, because a lot of times this is people's vacation, and it's our responsibility to over-deliver, and we do take a lot of pride in that. So after the event, I always say check your email, answer those survey emails. They're so important because we do listen, we do care, and we want to mold this thing as this thing continues to grow for what the fans want.
Absolutely. Clay, I love it. I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to thank you so much for coming on our show today, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
No, I mean, we love the market. We love everyone that's helping us do this event. More importantly, we can't do it without the fans. So I'm so excited for everyone, your network, and you personally to come out and see this special event. And it'll be worth your while. I don't know what else to say. I'm kind of speechless just talking about it on the phone, because I'm kind of realizing how massive this event is just talking to you openly. And this is going to be a really killer experience. I wish I could be able to sit down and have a bourbon and watch Gary Clark Jr. with everybody. Unfortunately, I'll be working, but that sounds fun for me, so I'll figure out my own version of it somehow. But can't wait to see everyone. We're excited to be there. The community has opened their arms to us and treat us like family, and our goal is to return the favor.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time indeed. I'm looking forward to it. This has been, I guess, the highlight of my year, just, you know, being able to go and to attend it and just to see, you know, history in the making, so to speak. And then, of course, the food and the bourbon. It's going to be a heck of a weekend, so I'm excited.
Well, we're pumped. Well, thanks again, and literally we can't wait to see you guys. And if you need any information, you want to learn about the programming, schedule, anything else, just go to bourbonandbeyond.com and play around. Our website is very interactive. And you'll get all the info you need, and you can plan your adventure with us that weekend.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Clay. I really appreciate it. And, guys, that was Clay Bush. He's with Danny Wimmer Presents. He is a phenomenal marketer. He's doing so much work for Danny Wimmer as well as the festival, and this is going to be an awesome festival. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, go to the website and purchase them today. If you guys are listening to this on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an Apple product of any kind, you can download our app at the Stitcher Smart Radio app. Just search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. We're also available on Google Play. Just go to the Google Play Store, search music, search for our show name. And lastly, if you've got a Roku player or a Roku smart television, you can actually watch this interview right in the privacy of your own home. We've got over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge.
What's up, Loudmouths? This is Ivan Moody from the one and only Five Finger Death Punch. Just letting you know, we are coming to Kentucky for the Louder Than Life, September 30th and October 1st. If you don't have your tickets yet, you better get them before it's sold out. The Louder Than Life Festival. I'll see you there. LouderThanLifeFestival.com.
Louder Than Life is back with Ozzy Osbourne and a rare appearance from Prophets of Rage. Louder Than Life, Saturday, September 30th and Sunday, October 1st. Go to louderthanlifefestival.com for everything.